Do you know what happens when you replace your regular old electric water heater with a new electric heat pump water heater? You boost your savings. A lot. In fact, Energy Star estimates that a family of four will save an average of $550 a year on their electric energy bills. And your new heat pump water heater can pay for itself in as little as 3 years. Level up with a heat pump water heater. Go to levelupmywaterheater.com to learn more.
Ever feel like you're running on empty? Like your mind is a constant hamster wheel of to-dos and anxieties, never quite reaching that sweet spot of peace? I get it, friend. We live in a world that glorifies busyness, always pushing us to do more, achieve more, be more. But what about taking care of ourselves? I'm Logan Cruz, and on the Dopamine Fast podcast, we're all about rewiring our brains for happiness and well-being. And today, let's talk about something that's more important than ever. Self-care. Not just the bubble bath and face mask kind, though those are nice. Sigh. But the deep, meaningful stuff that nourishes your soul and fuels your mental well-being. Here's the deal, folks. Self-care isn't selfish, it's essential. It's like giving your phone a good charge so it can function at its best. If you're constantly drained, pushing through exhaustion, ignoring those little red flags of stress and anxiety, well, eventually your system crashes. That's where the magic of self-care comes in. Think of it as investing in your most valuable asset, yourself. It's about prioritizing your needs, both physical and mental, so you can show up as the best version of yourself. Now, I know what some of you are thinking. Logan, I don't have time for self-care. Trust me, I hear you. We all feel that pressure to constantly be on the go. But here's the thing. Self-care doesn't have to be a huge, time-consuming endeavor. It can be as simple as taking a few deep breaths when you feel overwhelmed, going for a walk in nature, listening to your favorite music, or simply disconnecting from technology for an hour. You know that feeling when you're totally engrossed in a good book or lost in the rhythm of a dance track? That's self-care in action, those moments where you're fully present and engaged in something that brings you joy. Make time for these activities, even if it's just 15 minutes a day. Remember, self-care is not a luxury, it's a necessity. It's about building resilience, managing stress, and cultivating inner peace. And when you prioritize your well-being, everything else in your life tends to fall into place. You have more energy, clarity, and focus, which helps you achieve your goals and live a more fulfilling life. Think of it this way. You wouldn't put dirty fuel in your car and expect it to run smoothly, right? Same goes for your mind and body. Treat them with the care and respect they deserve through self-care practices that nourish your spirit. Now, let me share a quick story with you. I used to be a total workaholic, always pushing myself to the limit, neglecting my own needs in the process. Then, one day, I hit burnout. I was exhausted, stressed out, and couldn't focus on anything. That's when I realized I needed to make a change. I started incorporating small acts of self-care into my routine, daily walks, mindful meditation, and spending time with loved ones. And guess what? It made a world of difference. My energy levels skyrocketed, my stress melted away, and I felt more focused and motivated than ever before. So, remember, self-care isn't about being selfish or indulgent. It's about investing in your own happiness and well-being. Take time for yourself, recharge your batteries, and show up as the best version of you. You deserve it. All right, folks, let's recap the key takeaways from today's episode. Self-care is non-negotiable for your mental health. It's not a luxury. It's a necessity. It doesn't have to be grand gestures. Even small acts of kindness towards yourself can make a huge difference. Find what truly nourishes you, whether it's spending time in nature, listening to music, reading, or connecting with loved ones. Make self-care a priority, folks. Your mind and body will thank you for it. Now, I want to hear from you. What are your favorite ways to practice self-care? Share your tips and insights in the comments below. Let's create a community of support and inspiration. And don't forget to subscribe to the Dopamine Fast Podcast for daily doses of motivation and wisdom. Until next time, keep shining bright.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.